An interesting club idea has developed this fall, and we have a woman here who is the spearhead behind this development of this club. It's a club for people named Kevin, and we have her in our studio this morning, Christina Schindler. And good morning, Christina. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Just fine. So there are lots of reasons for clubs, religious affiliations, sports, different kinds of public works and public goods and fraternal order of this and that for different reasons, and clubs for people who like to knit and clubs for people who like to sew. How did this club come to mind?
Well, really, it was kind of a late night idea with my friend. We were just talking about all the Kevins we know, and they're all very fun and interesting. They all have their little weird quirks and stuff. So yeah, we thought, why not make a club where all of these Kevins can come together and we can share our interests and what we like to do and anything fun that we do.
When I was meeting with the news team about this and trying to figure out, well, how are we going to approach this? And I said, well, let's start with, of course, the who, what, where, when, and why. And I said to them, I said, but particularly the why, because I was kind of intrigued. Why? And then I read the email that you sent out. And the email that you sent out, after I read it, I said to myself, why not? And I was wondering if you would read the body of the email.
So my club, it said, hello. You might be wondering why you are receiving this weird email, and it is for one reason. Your name is Kevin. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm emailing you. Well, it's because I want you to join my new club, the Kevin Club. What's the Kevin Club, you may ask? Well, it is a club where people whose name is Kevin can gather and have fun, share stories, and have good food. Why did I come up with this club? Well, the simple answer is because every Kevin I know is fun and interesting, so why not get a room full of Kevins together?
That is, after I read that email, I said, well, the question isn't why, the question is why not? This sounds great. There are, as I said, so many interesting reasons to meet for a club, and why not just get a bunch of Kevins in the room and see what happens? It could be an amazing synergy of Kevin-ness. So you know several Kevins that you find are just really fun people.
I do know several Kevins. Like, every single Kevin I know, none of them has something boring about them. It's always interesting. Like, one of my closest friends, Kevin, he has so many interesting things going about him, and he's so fun.
What do you think there's something about the name Kevin that elicits this? I mean, like, I meet somebody, and their name is John, or their name is Mary, and I think after you know them, you think, well, that person seems like a John to me, or a Gladys. Do you think there's something about naming somebody Kevin that inspires them to be that kind of interesting person? Or is there something about Kevin-ness that just magically appears? How do you think this happens?
It might be something like magically appearing. I mean, every Kevin I know has a great aura and stuff. So I don't know.
I think that sometimes people grow into their name. And I'm wondering if there's maybe something about Kevin that that person is inspired to be that sort of fun and interesting and, as you say, quirky and just delightful kind of thing. It's a great idea. So you've had a meeting already, and I understand at first, the first meeting was a little underattended. Maybe we can inspire people to consider going. You basically reached out to every Kevin on campus.
I did. I definitely did. Obviously, our club is not just for Kevins. If you know a Kevin and you want to share stories about them because they're super fun, obviously, anyone can come in, and any Kevin, of course, you're welcome. We're going to do a bunch of fun things. I think our next meeting will be watching Up because it has a Kevin in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be watching Up, bring good food and stuff.
When does the Kevin Club meet here on campus?
We meet the first Wednesday of every month.
Every month, the monthly meetings of Kevins.
Yes.
Wow. I would only hope that something like this would inspire people to find many wonderful reasons to meet. And certainly being named Kevin or knowing people or loving people named Kevin is not a terrible reason to find reasons to meet. So this is a really wonderful idea.
Right. Yes. And it is a wonderful way to meet. And we'll have fun things. We'll share our interests. We'll share favorite foods. And we'll get together and have a lot of fun.
There are sort of periods of time where one name becomes really popular for a while, when people name their children. I come from an era, born in the early 70s, where it seemed like there were four or five Chrises in my grade alone. Are there more Kevins recently compared to previous years? Have you looked at that trend as far as the number of Kevins that are around in the last half century versus previously? Or are there a lot of younger kids named Kevin now? Is it a more popular name, do you know?
I believe it's more of a popular name now. I've noticed a lot of Kevins on campus. Yeah. Like, everywhere I go, I hear, Kevin, Kevin. And then, obviously, I have a bunch of friends named Kevin as well.
Yeah. How many Kevins did you email out on this first call for Kevins?
About 76.
76 Kevins on this campus. That,
yes.
I think, explains it right there. That's a good sum. Fantastic. Well, Christina, this is great. Once a month, you guys meet here on campus. Is there a website they can go to for more information?
Yes, they can find our club on Bulldog Link. Just type in the Kevin Club, and it should pop up. And right now, our picture is of Kevin Hart, so if that helps.
Oh, Kevin Hart. Well, Christina, thanks so much. We appreciate your time today, and good luck with the club.
Thank you so much.
Christina Schindler, who has started up the Kevin Club here on campus, and that's club with a K, I might point out.